Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris,
look, Daniel. I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The Firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right. Big Nooner here. Firm of Harris and Meringue. We do this show every single day, Monday through Friday. From 10 to 1. After us, you'll get Ducks Insider from 1 to 2. The Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3 with Luke Anderson. And then, baby, you know it. It's primetime from 3 to 7. Take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio.
Duck Insider, I hardly know her.
Is primetime getting bumped this week for Ducks basketball?
I'll have to look at the schedule.
I don't think so. But I think there's Ducks basketball on tonight.
I believe so, but I think afterward.
I think Ducks basketball is supposed to be okay this year. I think so. Bunch of transfers in. I was listening to Ducks Insider yesterday a little bit. I think there's some transfers coming in. Dana Altman.
We do have some Ducks men's basketball on this evening at 7 o'clock, immediately following a regularly scheduled and regular length primetime.
Boom roasted.
Tonight.
There you go.
Boom roasted.
Ooh, but Friday? Time is a half hour short.
Ooh,
Ducks men's basketball versus Rice. That comes to us at 6:30 p.m.
Lucky, lucky those guys. Lucky, lucky. We'll have free consultation at 12:15, so get your questions in. 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. Tonight is the college football playoff. Ranking
selection.
For the first time.
Well, I shouldn't say selection. The rankings.
The rankings,
yes.
For the first time. And I want to know what would be the most egregious, maybe not egregious, what would be the most exciting thing they do that is not just chalk from the AP poll?
Penn State at number 2.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But
I would love to
that
see.
That would be something.
I would love to see them have Indiana at number 1.
I would too.
I would love it.
I would too.
Mostly because it would put the AP voters on notice that you guys are the laziest non-football people I've seen in my life.
I think they're going to hit A&M.
They'll low?
I think they're going to hit A&M. They're,
say the schedule's weak.
They're going to put them at
Notre
like,
Dame's a 2-loss team.
They're going to put them at 4-6. I think they're going to slide one of Bama or Georgia up. I think they're going to probably hose Ole Miss. I think they're going to put Oregon higher. They're going to push BYU down. After that,
why no love to BYU? They don't got love for the Mormons?
No. They're going to be like, well, let's see this game against Tech this weekend.
we'll wait it out.
Yeah.
It'll play itself out.
I think there's going to be some of that.
If we're wrong, it'll correct itself.
I would like to see Indiana number one. I would.
I would too.
I think they're going to put Ohio State there. I think they're going to put Oregon higher than their current ranking. And I think they're going to push A&M down. And they're going to push Bama and Georgia up. That's where I land with this.
Here's a question from the text. Could we see Indiana one, Bama two, Ohio State three? Also, Texas somehow being in the top 10 just because it's the SEC.
Just means more.
Oh, dude, man. I think that would light people up. I think that would absolute. If Texas is in this thing tonight, I think people are going to lose their minds. Because what are we going to say? What are Texas losses?
Ohio State and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That Florida game was pretty good.
Yeah.
But they beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They beat Vanderbilt.
With Mateer's hand falling off.
They did boat race Vanderbilt, to be fair.
The team that I'm interested to kind of see where they put them is Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're leading
the ACC.
I'll
be interested what they do in the ACC, period. Yeah, what if Virginia's in and Georgia Tech isn't?
I was just saying, they're not leading the ACC. They are right there alongside Virginia. Does Virginia get that nod?
What if Virginia does it? Like, they're going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting.
I think the fun thing, some of the teams that I'm very curious what they do with, I'm curious what they do with Georgia. I'm curious what they do with Notre Dame.
What about the group of five teams?
I'm curious what they do with Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm very, very curious. Do they just say it's Memphis because they're the one ranked? Do they give North Texas uh-huh. some love?
The four teams you're choosing from, North Texas, Memphis, James Madison, South Florida.
Yeah.
Those are the four teams you're choosing from.
South Florida might have the best resume, but their losses aren't great either.
Which unfortunately means these are the four teams that nobody cares about, and they're not going to happen.
Hey, but these are the rules, though, man.
They got to get in there somewhere, but yeah, it's the 10th team in the NBA Cup, and they're not going to make it.
See, the thing, now, resume-wise, it's North Texas or Memphis. Like, as far as that goes. But if you're asking me who I want to put in there, who's the best player, who's the guy that can cause the most noise?
I know who you're going with.
It's USF, man.
Yeah.
It's Byram.
Give me North Texas.
I'm not against that. I'm not against that. Is it Mestmaker? Mestmaker?
Well,
the quarterback of North Texas?
I just want him in because it makes my team's loss look better.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it doesn't really help you. You're going to a 6-win bowl game if you're lucky.
If we're lucky, dude. Did you watch the game this weekend? And judging by the attendance at the stadium, you did not.
No, I did not watch a second of Washington State, Oregon State. Sorry, Beavs. Good job. Good job.
Dude, you're not sorry. We're sorry.
But yeah, no, I would like to see South Florida in because if they get in, that's a team that can cause a problem.
Yeah.
It's a team that can cause a problem.
Yeah, because they can't. I mean, that is part of it. They can't just copy the top 12.
No.
Because they've got to get in their group of five.
There's got to be some eye tests. There's got to be the analytics and the metrics that all kind of go into this stuff. And this is like, you don't have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't AP voting where it's just this whole collection. No, you're spending real time focusing on this. So the focus should be what matters.
We talked about this in the 11 o'clock hour. Are there four spots between the Big 12 and the ACC?
Mm-hmm.
Do they put two of them in?
Yeah.
Because that would tell us right now, they think the loser of the conference title game would still get in.
As of right now. Mm-hmm.
If the loser's got more than two losses.
You would be looking at BYU and Tech and Virginia and Tech.
Yes.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So Texas and Georgia Tech and then BYU and Virginia.
Or do they reach and say, you know, we really like Miami's resume? You know, do they say, yeah, Vanderbilt got smoked by Texas, but they hung with Bama for a little bit, and I like their resume.
So there are four teams currently.
How many teams from the SEC get in?
So there are currently four teams that have, in the ESPN predictor, there are four teams that have under a 20% chance of making it. Miami is one of them at 14%, Michigan at 13%, Utah at 16%, USC at 17%. Your group of five teams, North Texas is number one with James Madison at 28%, USF at 26%, Memphis at 21%.
Go Beavers.
They're looking at the ACC, Virginia's at 29%, Georgia Tech at 23%.
Closer than I thought.
In the Big 12, and this is what is really surprising, at least
Big
to me.
Big 12.
BYU, 74%, only trailing Oregon by 3% at 77%. Texas Tech at 51%. So there's a 23% gap between BYU and Tech.
BYU, hammer them to be in tonight.
I would say that yes, but not only that, this is setting things up for BYU Tech this weekend.
Can I ask a real question?
No, those are not allowed here.
Louisville has one loss, correct?
Yes, they are at 21% tied with Memphis.
Just hear me out on this.
Yep.
Georgia Tech has one loss, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia has one loss.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Tech has one loss.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis has one loss.
Mm-hmm.
Who says Oregon needs to be in this? What's Oregon's best win? Northwestern?
Penn State. It's still Penn State.
Is it?
But if they write it all out, then they need to be in it.
Just asking right now.
Yeah.
If they write it all out, they need to be in it.
Look, if you listen to the show, you know me. I think Oregon's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are a playoff-bound team. I think they win out the rest of their games, okay?
But they struggle against Wisconsin.
But they struggle against Wisconsin. They got punched in the mouth
by Indiana.
And they struggled against Penn. And they beat Penn State 3-4 times?
Yeah.
I mean, they did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you really want to talk about the college football playoff committee really, truly looking at this and not just copy pasta on the AP poll, I could sit here and make an argument that Oregon doesn't deserve it.
No.
Right now, it might play out. Again, it'll all play out.
You can only play the teams that are placed in front of you.
I agree.
And when they played Penn State, Penn State was the number two team in the country.
Then you tell me that about Louisville.
Well, look, I don't know the ACC and such, okay?
Louisville beat Miami at Miami.
When they're the number two team in the country.
Yes. And so,
they lost a close game to Virginia.
Right, but so Louisville just beat Miami, the number two team in the country. Was this just this past weekend?
Two weeks ago.
Yes. So let's see if Miami goes and loses 2-3 more games, are they going to discredit Louisville for that again, like they do Oregon?
Yes, the same way we do with the Florida State game for Alabama.
But
where Alabama is on the other side of this, they beat sixteen teams in four straight weeks. Their resume is unassailable at this point. Now the loss to Florida State certainly sucks, but their schedule and who they have beaten and how they've won. They go up there and they beat Georgia, who's right behind them. You know
but
what I mean?
If Oregon wins out from here on out and their only loss is Indiana,
they'll be fine.
They will be in.
I'm just saying from a resume standpoint, they beat Northwestern by 30, who beat Penn State, okay?
Well, they beat Northwestern by 20.
By 20, okay, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to use transitive property here by any means.
Well, that's the whole thing.
But what sucks about all this is it all
turns into transitive property.
I know. It all does. But if
now that Oregon beat number two Penn State, and then Penn State goes and loses four straight games, now they're not a number two team anymore. I don't understand it.
That's part of it. You make the evaluation. Like, so when Miami was rolling, and I stood on this, and I will continue. They had the best resume at the time. They do not have that anymore, and they deserve to fall. That's just the reality of it. At that point in time, I thought Miami, who they had played and how they had won and how they had executed and how in the games they had taken care of, they had the best resume. They no longer do, so they fall. You can talk about what they are when they are, but you can also look back. We the way Florida State started the season, we had Danny Cannell on, and he was like, man, you know, this looks like it's something's cooking
his
here.
Castellanos,
like we were all talking about, hey, man, Castellanos might be a guy that needs to pop his way up into this Heisman race to see how this goes. But now we look at this and it is different with Florida State. It is different with Penn State. It is different with Miami. It is different with LSU. It is different with Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
You operate with what you have, with the data and the information that you have when it's available, and you make your decisions then. But as the season progresses, you kind of go down along
new
path.
Information creates new opinions.
Yes. Yes. And yes, you can only play who's in front of you. But when you have more evidence and you have more data, you start to do that. We have spent the last couple weeks talking about that Penn State game. When Tyson last week finally got to the point where, I shouldn't say finally, but it took him a while to get to the point of like, because we asked him about the Penn State game pretty much over every week. Like, how does that look now? Last week he was like, yeah, it doesn't really look good now, does it?
It doesn't. And that's my only thing. Look, I think Oregon's a top 10 team in the nation.
Yes, I might think
they're a top 5 team in the nation. Mm-hmm. If Oregon plays Texas A&M, I might take Oregon in that game in a neutral site game for funsies.
I wouldn't.
I don't know what I would do.
But that's fair.
Okay, I think they're that good. However, if we're really looking at resumes, you can make an argument that the team's not been impressive.
Yeah, especially over the last handful of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think they'll be the sixth seed in the playoff.
I think they're going to bump them higher.
Yeah, you think they'll give them a love?
I think they're going to end up top five.
Yeah, I think so too.
Which is, again, kind of weird. If we're talking about resumes and what matters for one doesn't matter for another.
Rules for
Big
me 10,
and
not for
SEC
thee.
Versus ACC and Big 12 and Group of Five. But that's the world we live in.
Right. If Oregon is ranked eighth, Oregon and Big Ten fans are going to lose their minds. Mm-hmm. And if Texas is ranked 10th, SEC is going to be like, ooh, dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they absolutely should not. And if they do, you should riot.
Yeah, well we're going to riot tomorrow. Speaking
metaphorically.
Of that, coming up next is free consultation. Any questions you need some help with, whether it's your personal life, sports world, what happens if Texas makes the college football playoff rankings tonight? What can I do to help you? Any of those are welcome. 503-864-6326 or over on the YouTube chat. Free consultation is next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Oh, you gotta love it sometimes. This is free consultation. We do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. We're here to hang out with you guys, help you with your questions, whatever you might need. Let's see here. Consultation debate. We'll start with something fun, something sports adjacent. What is more demoralizing? Being one of the kids trying out for the basketball team and the coach picks a dog over you. Oof. As an airbud. Or being an orphan and having your new potential parents pick a mouse over you. Mm. In Stuart Little. Now, Stuart Little's pretty cute.
I was going to say.
He's pretty cute.
See the little car he drives?
But you also don't have parents.
Yeah, but also your parent, your dad is house.
Well, and rodents. He is a rodent.
But he's so cute. He's
get
so
those
cute.
Damn rodents out of my house.
I did see this great meme, like, why is everybody mad at the bad guy in Ratatouille? All he wanted was no rats in his kitchen.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he really a bad guy for
as
that?
As much as I love Oswald, just, yeah, no. Keep the rodents out of the kitchen.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
I mean, playing basketball and they choose a dog. A dog can't dribble. But, I mean, they don't stand on their hind legs.
But you've seen him dunk.
I have seen him dunk.
Look, man.
I do like the idea of getting an alley-oop from a dog who bounces it off his nose.
Right?
Like, that is sweet.
That's lovable. That's adorable. Plus, golden retriever. Yeah. Thank you.
And everybody loves a golden retriever.
Strong,
right?
Golden retriever energy.
Exactly.
I do appreciate that.
Nobody loves a mouse.
I think I'll 10 toes down on this, dude. I think you're in a big, big trouble if your future parents are choosing the mouse.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? I don't know.
But also, have you seen
that? I was
about
to say something not appropriate due to today's context. Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Well, and plus the mom and Stuart Little, she's an Olympian archer. She can take him out with an arrow if she wants to.
Hey, man, look, you split custody of the mouse.
Yeah.
Have you seen that cute little car?
I know, it is super cute.
Super cute.
He's cute enough that he got a sequel. Air Bud got like 15. I think there's a new Air Bud coming out, too.
I mean, it probably prints money. But yeah, I mean, the mouse, though, he also has like the little sweater and pants.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute. But also, I'm with you.
My oldest daughter was Paddington for Halloween. She was adorable.
Paddington 2,
it's good. Paddington 2, cool.
Still the highest rated movie on IMDb history.
Is it really?
It was.
Oh, like right about 100%.
Yeah.
Like Rotten Tomatoes or what have you.
I don't think I've seen it. I should probably watch it.
I've not seen Paddington 2.
I've read all the books. I have not seen any of the movies.
I've seen the first Paddington movie, but not Paddington 2.
Did you watch the Winnie the Pooh movie, Christopher Robin, with Ewan McGregor?
No.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
He plays grown-up Christopher Robin.
Yes.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I hate every time I watch Winnie the Pooh, I'm just like ready to uncontrollably sob at any second.
See, the thing about Ewan McGregor is he plays somebody
Easy, Rod.
No, hang on.
That's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I understand.
Don't you walk into my world.
He plays either somebody that you absolutely love or he plays an absolutely horrific character that you do not want to get behind.
Yeah, what was the one in Tom Hanks, Angels and Demons, Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yeah,
he's
a
real bad guy in that.
Mm-hmm. What was one of the other ones? My wife she's been watching it's a series like on Netflix, I think, Halstead.
Okay.
Yeah, like a kind of 80s era fashion designer, and he's just a big cokehead and a big old piece of crap.
Free consultation.
As it pertains to Paddington 2, they had the most, they achieved this in 2021. It was the most reviewed film to ever maintain a perfect 100% score, surpassing Toy Story 2's record. In 2021, a single negative review dropped it down to 99% where it sits now.
Wow.
But it was the most reviewed, highest rated film of all time. Paddington 2. Put it in the Louvre.
I get it, I guess, but really? But really?
Mm.
I mean, I get it, but really? I don't know. I mean, like you even said, put it ahead of Toy Story 2. I'm not sure I'm going to put it ahead of Toy Story 2 or Toy Story 1 or really, honestly, any of the
Jeff
Toy
Rust,
Stories.
Paddington 2 hater.
Wow. Did I tell you what my greatest dive bar smoking table graffiti I've ever seen?
Ooh,
Paddington?
No. There's a place in Vancouver, Brick House. Mm-hmm. I don't believe this table exists anymore. They used to have this side smoking area before they now they've got like a huge area out front.
Yeah.
But they used to have this real small kind of smoking area. And there was a wooden picnic table that you could sit at. There was a couple of them. And on one of them, somebody had etched into it with like a knife.
Mm.
Toy Story 2 was just okay. And I think that's one of the hottest takes I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, here's one to add to it.
Scorching, because it is so polarizing.
Paddington 2 is now on the same level of film review as Citizen Kane.
Wow.
See, come on. What are we doing?
Toy
here?
Story 2 was just okay.
Just okay.
Because it ain't Paddington 2.
Yep. Sid can't stand up.
Oh, I've also seen Citizen Kane.
Oh, wow. Here comes the actor.
Also, I do, full disclosure, I know somebody who has worked on the Toy Story movies and was a co-director on Finding Dory and the director of Lightyear.
Oh, I loved Lightyear.
Yeah. Beaverton Lightyear. Native, Angus McLean.
Oh, I loved Lightyear.
Babe 2 is a masterpiece on the text line.
False.
False. Toy Story 2 better than Babe 2.
Yeah.
Babe 2 good.
Babe, but Babe
10
though,
toes down.
That'll do, Pig.
That's Babe 1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whole
that's what I'm saying.
World.
That's,
that movie was nominated for Best Picture, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Still, well, yeah. Still, whatever. Great.
Wow.
Look at this.
Look at this guy over
Look,
here.
James Cromwell is fine and
Whoa!
Stuff.
Wow!
But come on.
Whoa!
With the Peaky Blinders hat, too?
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
Whoa!
James Cromwell is fine.
Unbelievable.
Whoa!
Now, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, yeah dude.
Exactly. Especially as the surly, uncle in Succession, right?
That dude, that guy is gold in everything he's in. Wow. All right. Well, let's put a pin on this. We'll come back to some more free consultation. It's your last chance to get any questions
I
in.
Some people off.
503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. But we'll send it over to Sourpuss, the big kahuna himself.
Probably hated the Green Mile, too.
With sports.
You ever had a big kahuna burger?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I guess a handball in the box doesn't count as a PK in this game. Can't count on the refs on Paramount Plus. Can't count on the referees on Paramount Plus, I'll tell you that. 503-864-6326.
If I ignore it, it'll go away.
If Russ badmouths The Neverending Story or Princess Bride, I'm switching the channel. Shut your mouth if you're about to.
Wait, what are we doing here?
I would like to not lose listeners.
What did I?
The literal cat is out of the bag.
Wait, where did I get anywhere close to either of those things?
I think they're just worried that your takes are atrocious. Also, I would like to shout out our sales department, yeah. Sam and the crew over there, mm-hmm. For this text proving that... Our clients that we work with here at the Great Station are working. Jeff Rust making me want to call the advocates.
Mm.
That's the truth. They'll take care of you. Have you been wronged? Mm. Have you been wronged?
What made anybody think that I would badmouth either the Never-Ending Story or the Princess Bride?
You said James Cromwell was fine.
Yeah, dude. I think it's more out of terror. I think it's more out of fear.
Okay, so first, I'll tell you what. Okay. I'm going to put
Never meet your heroes, children.
Good Lord. Okay, hang on here. I'm going to go check out and see what... okay, 19... I was in college, you a-holes, when Babe came out.
So?
And so James Cromwell was fine when I was a freshman, sophomore in college.
Timeless classic.
And that movie was not necessarily up my wheelhouse when I was a freshman, sophomore in college.
How old were you when Toy Story 2 came out?
Let's see here. Different story.
It's like 2001, 2002?
No, it is not Toy Story 2, 1999.
Then how old are you?
Yeah. Different story.
Why? Why?
Nostalgia, bitches.
Oh, no.
Nostalgia.
Does Babe have
Mr. Potato Head? No.
No, he says, that'll do, pig.
Does Babe have John Ratzenberger?
You didn't read Charlotte's Web as a kid?
Of course I did. I saw Charlotte's Web. I saw the original. That's what we watched like every year in grade school was the original animated one.
Dude, go eat some grape nuts.
Yeah, you know what? They're delightful. They're delightful. No grapes, no nuts. I don't care.
They are quite delightful.
They're great. Gotta hate you guys.
More likely to get you in trouble with your spouse. I need some help on this.
Mm.
Is it an affectionate kiss by a still hot ex-girlfriend or an inappropriate hug by a hot coworker of the opposite sex?
Oh, it's the ex-girlfriend. It's not close.
I'm trying to think in my world. Oof.
I mean, either way, you're cooked.
I think the current coworker, because I think my wife knows that, like, if I've split from you, I am done with you.
I'm laying out on this one because my wife might be listening.
My wife is dead.
I got
home,
bit last
so
week
okay.
by one of these.
Look, they're both bad.
They're both real tough.
They're both. You're either way. You're in a pickle.
Yeah. So which one do I claim? I need some consultation. Do I claim that this is an ex-girlfriend? Or do I claim it's a coworker?
I mean, a passionate kiss from an ex-coworker. That's the thing here. Like, don't get me wrong.
It said an affectionate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Either way, number one, it's a kiss.
Well, you know, some of my partners I was with for many, many years and lived together and
fine.
It's part of your life.
The coworker one.
I don't hate my wife when she talks to her ex-husband.
I'm just saying, the coworker one, you might be able to be like, you can be dumb guy and be like, it's nothing. It probably isn't because it's a hug where, you know, it stands out, as it were.
This is why I don't touch people at work.
It's a safe bet. Although I gave Jake a pat on the back when I told him that the Jets news was there. So,
well, you're single now, though,
yeah,
so it's fine.
It's fine.
It flies.
Yeah, it flies. Or does that make it worse? I don't know. For me, they're both not great, Bob. Not great, but the kiss, yeah, no.
Well, yeah, the kiss is always going to go further than a hug, no matter what it is. I mean, look how much we make fun of Tom's braids for kissing his kids on the lips. I know tons of parents that kiss their kids on the lips.
It's
like adults to adults.
That's been much for
me.
My bestie, his mom kisses him on the lips.
I got two girls. I kiss them on the top of the head.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Head, cheek.
That's as far as it goes. Yeah. Yeah. It's just weird.
Rufio needs to know if he is a psychopath for being stoked for Maction this week.
Oh no, wait, sorry.
5 straight days of Maction starting tonight.
No, if you're a sicko, you're a sicko. I mean,
Rufio is a football sicko. Yeah, that's fine.
I do this with basketball. When there's a stretch of games, I'm like, oh baby, I'm lining up for this one. Let's get comfy. So no, I mean that's true sicko when it's Maction for sure. But no. No, that's totally passable.
I'm very offended by the YouTube right now.
Why?
Well, I can't decide if I'm offended or if it's like a damn right.
Mm.
I have a feeling that Patrick's wife knows she's the best he's ever had, so I doubt she's worried. I can't tell if that's a shot at me or if, like, I mean, my wife is awesome.
Mm. Well, look, I'll tell you what.
I love my wife.
We're in the same boat there, dude.
Mm. Yeah.
I outkicked my coverage.
Well, I've had some pretty hots.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well,
the answer is yes. Anyway. You should take it definitely both ways. It was definitely meant both ways.
For me, that was like a 91-yard punt.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it happens.
A kick six. Can I be a thick six?
Nah.
Yeah. I can be a thick six.
Really? I'm not a thick six?
You're not a thick six.
Yes.
I mean, we did go down the Husky rankings of the station, and you were not up there all the way.
I know I'm not.
It happens.
I'm thinking of somebody who's not even in this room.
Mm, it happens.
Or that room.
Yeah. Russ is like, what?
Well, no, they had earlier this morning, I was listening to the boys this morning.
Dude, we really need that drop.
Yeah, we do need that. But they were talking about the line between dad bod and sexy. And I texted in and said, I
think it was
line.
Dad bod and fat.
No, it was between dad bod and sexy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
which
I said,
better.
I am the line between dad bod and sexy.
Look, here's the thing. Also, I've seen people, I've seen women describe somebody as a dad bod and they look like Chris Hemsworth. It's like, that's
no,
not a dad bod, guys.
No, no.
It's only if he's fat Thor in,
yeah,
that, in that Avengers
yes,
movie.
That's a dad bod.
Dude, he's fatter than me in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They also asked, what was the other thing they said? If you know who your, what your wife finds sexy, right? And neither one of them could describe it. Neither one of them knew. They had no clue. They're like, you know what? I know what my wife finds sexy.
I know what my wife finds sexy. You know what it is?
Because I have their yeah. Mm. Well, that there is that. Yes, of course.
She just likes me.
But she's got. I can think of three different dudes, actors, and they all kind of, sort of fit in. Ben Affleck, Eric Bana, and Gerard Butler. Those are all like, dark haired, bearded, oily beau hunks. Ben Affleck has his
oily.
Yeah, Ben Affleck has his dad bod moments. Gerard Butler did, like, back in the old, what was it, Law Abiding Citizen days.
He also had 300.
Well, yes. But
jacked to the gills.
Like I didn't say 300. Pack, yeah. I said Law Abiding Citizen.
I know, I'm just saying.
Where he looks like a dad that you would find in the
Eric
pickup
Bana tried to do that in Troy, and they had him in the, up against Brad Pitt. Was the biggest he had ever been.
Try again.
It's like, nope, that ain't going to work. And then Orlando Bloom looked like he weighed like 120 pounds.
Try again.
It's like, nope, that ain't going to work, dog.
Yeah,
juiced up Brad Pitt. Now, everybody talks about Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
I always give my wife crap for watching Troy because she wants to see Brad Pitt's ass.
Yeah, but Fight Club is more kind of like methed out.
Yes.
Brad
Pitt. Yes. Yeah. But Brad Pitt and Troy... Look, that was the birthplace of like, hey, what happens if we take a really hot guy in Hollywood and give him steroids?
If you want the dichotomy of hot versus hot, here's some consultation for you. It can't be Brad Pitt and Eric Bana in Troy.
No.
Those are just hots in shape. It's like, are you more attracted? You said Orlando Bloom. That's what made me think of this. Are you more attracted to Orlando Bloom in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Or Johnny Depp.
Or Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Because those are two different kinds of hot.
All I'm saying
one guy poops on your chest and one guy's gorgeous.
All I'm saying is I'm getting compared to Eric Bana, Ben Affleck, and Gerard Butler. So
hell yeah,
I'm
brother.
Pretty good.
Or you can go
and I get Jeremy Piven or the guy who gets a penis drawn on his face in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Jeez.
Or if you want to go the same version of them, you can go Ocean's 11 and go Brad Pitt and
that's good looking,
George
Pitt.
Clooney.
But see, that's good looking on good looking.
It is,
that's
but it's not, but it, they are two
they
separate
are
types
different.
Of good looking.
I would choose Pitt in that.
Look,
See,
you go Pitt.
I'd hit that.
Look, I go Clooney.
I'd hit that.
See,
I think
see, this is how comfortable you are on this show. We talk about the things we're going through and what men are hot.
I think this is a good point coming in on the old fan text line, 503-864-230. What your significant other considers a dad bod and fat are two very different things.
Correct.
Yates.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think she's happy with my dad bod. I'm happy with my dad bod, mostly because, as the great Charles Barkley once said, I don't lift weights because they're heavy, and I don't work out because I get tired.
Yep.
Exactly.
Matters.
All right, when we come back, we'll hit up closing arguments and send you on your way one little more for the road. Hang out with us, 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris & Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for being a part of our wonderful show. Closing arguments here to finish up the day. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll have Tyson Alger on, as we always do on Wednesday. We'll start really getting into this Oregon-Iowa game coming up. Should be a fun one. We need to talk about Ja Morant. We got to have a real serious conversation about a man that I really enjoy watching play basketball and now really don't want to watch play basketball.
And I think it ties into what has been the theme of the show, identity.
Yeah.
And who he is and who he's trying to be or who he wants to be and who he probably should be.
So that'll be on tomorrow's show. Stick around for that. I saw a report out there. I really hope I was trolled by this. So if I was, like, please correct me on it. There are rumors going around that Urban Meyer bombed his second interview at Penn State.
Why do you want that to not be true?
Because if I'm Penn State, I don't want Urban Meyer.
Well, yeah, but if he bombed, then that's good.
But it terrifies me.
But
that
it means that also you had him in for a second interview.
Exactly. Okay, that's what scares me. Okay. That's like, that lives in the Scott Barnes hiring Rob Akey kind of timeline.
Okay, that's fair.
You know? Like, ugh.
Yeah, considering what
like
Herb...
Like, Herb can't coach anymore. Like, we're done with Herb. Yeah. Are we not done with Herb?
Yeah.
I mean, we should be.
Yeah.
We should be. I mean, the way that Jacksonville went, we should be.
College is different than from the NFL, and his success is always going to be a success.
He got booted out of Jacksonville because he kicked his kicker.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying why they would do it. He was at Bowling Green and then to Utah and then to Florida.
Everywhere.
And then to Ohio State. Like,
beat Bama in a New Year's Six Bowl.
Yeah.
Two natties at Florida and a natty at Ohio State.
Yeah. With a murderer, by the way.
Yeah.
And a Heisman Trophy winner on the way.
Yeah.
In Tim Tebow, maybe the greatest quarterback in college football history.
Yeah. So, yeah, those guys get those chances. They do.
Yeah.
By the way, we want to, you know, that's why. I don't think he necessarily should, but I'm also of the mind of if he was to clean up what he was, then, you know. But there is a responsibility that comes along with that, and sometimes you lose the ability to earn that responsibility anymore.
I don't think we're going to see a lot of these coaches hired yet until one of the domino falls. I wonder who will be the first domino to fall. You know, not because I don't necessarily think it's the best job, you know, because what is the best job right now? Is LSU the best job? LSU's the best job, okay? Now, there might be other openings coming down the line. But I don't know if LSU will be necessarily the first one to fall in the job domino. Because I have no idea who's going to do what.
No.
I really have no idea.
It feels like there's almost like a stare down.
There's a lot of rumors, you know, the Jed Fish to Florida or to UCLA, you know. Yeah, there's
or
those.
Or Dilly to LSU.
Yeah, there's those rumors out there, but I don't know if I believe any of them.
No.
You know, who's the rumor at Penn State? Because it's not Sig and it's not Rule.
I have not heard it.
Right.
After those guys got out of there, because there was the Lane Kiffin thing. For him, I was like, it doesn't feel right. Yeah, no, that's a weird one.
I don't.
You have these preeminent coaching jobs that are open and nothing really makes a ton of sense.
What's his name at Louisville? What if they sign him to an extension?
Brom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he wants to be there. He's from there. Yeah. He had already left once and came back. I could see him staying.
Vandy's not losing their coach. George Tech's not losing their coach.
I mean, Rule got the extension.
Arizona State's not losing their coach. I don't think Dilly's leaving anywhere.
I don't either, but the fact that it actually had seemingly real smoke definitely raised an eyebrow.
Yeah.
Definitely raised an eyebrow.
This got texted in earlier, and someone's doing it right now. Brian Hartline to Penn State. Boy, somebody said it about Michigan and how funny that would be. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, if defensive coordinators can jump like that in the Big Ten.
Yeah, but I mean, Hartline's an Ohio State guy through and through. I just don't see
and
him
is that
in Michigan.
Is that going to be big enough for...
It's just, I just don't see like Chris Peterson decides to leave UW for Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see that.
Sure.
Chris Peterson leaves UW for USC. That kind of like, are they better jobs than UW? Yeah. Maybe not at the time, but yeah, they're better jobs on a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that jump in conference like that.
On the
Ole
whole,
Miss to Alabama?
H feels good.
Ole Miss to Alabama? That's a big jump.
Yeah.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Even then, I don't see that.
No.
God, Ole Miss would hate him if he did it, too.
Oh, God, yes. Fiery passion of a thousand
suns. I don't think Lane's going anywhere
but
either,
man. But also, Lane's been prone to do that before.
I hope people just say, you know what, I'm not coaching LSU. I hope everybody just decides, I'm not doing this.
I honestly hope Lane stays at Ole Miss and doesn't go to LSU or Florida. I hope that he stays there.
Become a lifer. Ole Miss lifer.
And just makes it his thing.
Win 10, 11 games every year and then be the what we were talking about, be in the playoff every year?
Every single year. If Ole Miss wins 10 games every year, they will be in the playoff every year. One of those years, they're going to win two games and be in a natty.
And, mm-hmm. I think with
and, then,
the
and
NIL,
then all bets are off.
Yeah.
I think with all the NIL and everything, and maybe this year is a one-off, but everything just feels different now.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
And that's kind
do
of
we go back to that next year.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's kind of what I'm alluding to. Like, are these jobs that much better now? Now that the world has changed, is LSU that much better of a job than Ole Miss?
Yes.
Because
right now we did.
Because Lane's got quote unquote less than Florida and LSU, and he's running circles around.
But when you have more and you do that, that's when we get title winners.
But the pressure comes on, though.
And guess what? Brian Kelly couldn't go down there and do it.
True, but also, not only how many title-winning coaches do we have right now, how many schools in the last 20 years have won titles? How many schools?
It's not many.
It's a short list, man.
It's Florida, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson.
If you count, USC in theirs, but yeah.
But again, I think
the last 15 years, there's no USC.
No, I think it's different now.
Then yeah, I mean, I think the only thing we add is USC. I don't think I'm missing anybody else.
That's what I mean.
Texas.
Yeah. It's a short list. That's why those jobs matter more. We can all talk about, well, what about Oregon or what about Utah or what those teams that get close. They get real close.
Yeah.
Boise State.
Yeah.
Nobody's done it yet.
To be fair, Boise State never got that close.
But you know what I mean? Like, the
they
team.
They were in the playoff last year.
But that's my point. Like, nobody has managed, no matter what era it is, nobody has managed to get over that. And that's the thing is, who's going to be the first?
All right, closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. That's going to do it for us. Ducks Insider is next. We hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.